answer these questions for you. Written in his signature autobiographical fiction style, these books will make you laugh and cry, and most of all, they'll make you think. These books also provide interesting reading for students in middle school, high school, and college that will broaden their educational endeavors. Sonya Life, Go Tell John, Rest in the Dust, and Stop, Rest, and Read can be purchased from Amazon.com and TheBookPatch.com. You can friend Clarence on Facebook and follow him on Twitter. His website is www.clarencehunter.com. His email address, clarence_hunter@msn.com. The phone is 504-650-2099. Clarence Hunter is another proud sponsor of KAYTKQJOFM.
Take your shot for $100. Shot for 100 is now for all y'all. Louisiana residents who roll up their sleeves and get their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine at select locations will receive a $100 Visa gift card while supplies last. Visit shotfor100.com for hours and locations where you can get your vaccine and take your shot for 100. That's shotfor100.com. Brought to you by the Louisiana Department of Health.
Dr. Paul Matthews, specializing in the treatment of neck and back pain, using only natural healing methods, no opioids or surgeries. So if you're suffering from low back pain or whiplash, burning sensations, or muscle spasms from an accident or injury, you need Dr. Paul now at the Wooddale Chiropractic Clinic, 711 Bolton Avenue in Alexandria. Open from 9 a.m. to 12 noon and 2 p.m. till 6 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. 318-625-7103. It's Dr. Paul, y'all.
Hello, I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, and I'd like to encourage you to keep your radio dial locked to KAYT KQJO-FM, providing you with the very best in music, messages, and ministries. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 calendar days per year. We are your one-stop station, your real love station, KAYT KQJO-FM.
Kelly's Sitting Service is a personal care assistance agency. Kelly's assists with bathing, grooming, meal preparation, medication reminders, light housekeeping, laundry, and more. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for over 27 years. Kelly's is now providing services to our veterans in their homes. Locally owned and locally operated, with a desire to assist members of our community to remain in their homes for as long as possible. Thank you for giving Kelly's the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion, which has been our foundational qualities throughout our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion that have sustained this agency. Again, thank you for 27 years of service to Central Louisiana. Kelly's is an equal opportunity employer. For more information, 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. The website is KellyServiceHouston.com. Kelly's Sitting Service is another proud sponsor of KAYTKQJOFM.
Hi, I'm Mark Smeeby, and this is a Live Hope Minute. Can God still use you in spite of your imperfections? The Book of Ruth focuses on Naomi and her daughter-in-law, Ruth. Naomi lost her husband and her two sons and was living with her daughter-in-law. I was struck by verse 12 of chapter 1, where Naomi says, "Even if there was still hope for me." I like that this is included in the story because I believe it's normal to feel like we might be beyond hope. Someone might say, "You're too old, you're too average, you're too this or that," in an attempt to discourage you from believing that God can still do something great with your life. Don't believe the lies. The Bible is filled with stories of great hope where God intervened in the lives of the most unlikely people. People like you and me, who were filled with imperfections and weaknesses. Perhaps it's the broken people who God finds easiest to use.
This is what it means to live whole.
All right. We've got some friends who will be celebrating their birthday today on the 16th of November. Let's get to the list and say happy birthday to my man, Paul Judah. He's 51 today. Teresa King celebrates her 59th birthday. Happy birthday, Miss Grace Duncan. Kenneth Milton is on the birthday list, celebrating his 56th birthday. Happy 53rd birthday to Elizabeth Buffy Baker Finog. Karen Black is 27 years young. Happy birthday to you. Happy 34th birthday, Crystal Denise. Frank D. Fikes Jr. celebrates his birthday today. Good morning and happy birthday. Miss F. Couture Sevens is celebrating her birthday. Good morning and happy birthday. It's a happy heavenly 51st birthday from a man, Pratt the Cat. Laura Jones Russell is on the birthday list today. Happy birthday to you. 44 years for Miss Dewania Anderson. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Mr. Kevin Burns, celebrating his 44th birthday today. And to everyone who celebrates a birthday on this November 16th, may you live long and prosper.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
And as always, if you happen to run across any birthday people in town, or if we've missed anyone, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they are loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. Can we tackle Bible Jeopardy? Of course we can. The category is
Teachings of Jesus, Parables of the Messiah.
The teaching of Jesus, parables of the Messiah. And here, my friends, is the clue. What shall happen to they that take up the sword? Is it that they'll perish with the sword? They'll conquer their foes? They'll be mighty in battle? Or they'll protect themselves? The answer is in Matthew 26 and 52. I want to know, did you go and look it up? Well, the only person I know to go and look it up was Miss Bertha Page of Monroe. Congratulations, Miss Bertha Page. You got it right again. Well, good for you. If you responded, what is they shall perish with the sword? That is the correct response. And we will be back tomorrow morning to do this all again right here on the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show following On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas. Now remember, there are two kind of people in the world. Those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now which of them are you? Hey, make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying. Keep positive and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. And if you're a go-getter, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. So until we meet again, love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life.
Brother Travis would like to say something this Sunday. Let's give him a hand as he comes.
Thank you. If I can have your attention, don't mean to waste your time. I like to tell a little story. How I was lost and couldn't find my way.
Tell your story.
But then I met Jesus. Yes, and something started to change. I ain't proud of the past. I'm proud of the fact that I'm not who I was now.
I am different. Every part of me.
I dropped the count.
Travis and John for stopping by the service this evening. We'll be serving plate dinners in the back. Come and get you some red Kool-Aid, because you know you've been changed. Hallelujah. Come on. See, sis, it feels real good right now. And I want to talk to you a little bit more. I'm not finished with you. Talk to me. Let's go. I used to fall asleep in Sunday school. Sang in the choir so I could sit right next to you. Yeah, puppy love, and I say I forget your name. Cause after time, memories, they fade away.
They fade away.
But still the day, I can never let it go. That Sunday morning when I met the Holy Ghost. Oh, my mama, church boy, now I'll never be the same. Jesus paid it all and told me I could keep the change. Pull up.
My God.
Something's got a hold on.
YT Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Keep breathing, and if I keep believing.